I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously. This week, Nate fills us in on his latest fly fishing adventures. Travis lets listeners know about upcoming meetings in Florida where we need to hear your voices. And we discuss how college football relates to ducks and Kanye.
What's new, Nate?
I went to the lake this weekend and caught a bunch of fish on my fly rod.
Dude, let me start over. What's new in the world of fly fishing, Nate?
No, but it was a blast. Like, it was a bunch of little brim and stuff, and it's all topwater. It's all on topwater. I'm not just, like, you know, swinging it across and they eat it. They're, like, busting it on the top of the water. It's a blast, man. I could do that. It's so much fun.
That sounds like fun.
I don't know about that. I mean, it does sound like fun once. Dude, you're going to have to convince me on this thing.
Do I have to convince you, though? Like, am I not?
Here's what I feel like. I feel like...
Like, I don't feel like I have to be justified.
No, I feel like you're a one-trick pony now. Like it's...
Well, it's what I've got.
It's every episode. It's like, what's new, Nate? Oh, I'm fly fishing and hiking for wellness and fitness in America.
Hey.
I applaud you.
New me, who dis?
Wow. Oh, what's new with you, Travis? We should sell tickets
to what's new.
Just the what's new part of the segment when we record.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Just so you can see us flailing our arms and waving around at each other and none of us having a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
New thing for the CBFL website, the Cast and Blast Florida website. We are writing again.
I noticed that.
Yeah. We posted a column last week, right before the election, and we posted another one on Friday. And we're going to start trying to put one out every Friday. So I've got several in the pipeline coming. And we've actually, the piece we just posted on Friday is one you love, the To the Hunt piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of your favorites.
Yes. Love that one. I don't know why, but it makes me a little misty eyed.
I tinkered with it a little bit, but it's still there.
Okay.
Anyway, we're also talking to some other writers about coming on and helping us out with some columns and stuff. No, not necessarily, you know, these are the seven lures you need to catch largemouth bass, but we're not SEO optimized, but we're trying to write some stuff that reaches people where they're at and helps, you know, we talked about giving folks an easy entry point into the outdoors. That's part of the goal of the show. And sometimes reading is easier than listening for some folks. So it's just another way for folks to have an entry point into the Cast and Blast lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
I don't know if anybody wants to be a part of this lifestyle.
The Cast and Blast lifestyle. What is new with you, Emily?
We have a new review. Listeners be coming through. This one is from Fishing the Blue, 5 stars. I'm not really sure what the whole title of it is. It says bears can climb faster than they can something.
Run.
He says, okay, so I'm new to the podcast world, was exposed to Cast and Blast and loved it. The outdoors world can be intimidating to some and you guys make it fun. I can't wait to hear the next episode and will be a subscriber for life. P.S. Dwight wanted me to tell you he doesn't know a single fact about bear attacks. These are our people.
the bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
The best part of that review is that he used the term exposed. I was exposed to this. As though like...
A naked guy in a trench coat.
Yeah, yes, that's a great analogy. Or what's that movie with the monkey outbreak? Yeah,
Planet
Outbreak.
Of the Apes.
No, Outbreak is the name of the movie. And like the disease, you get exposed to it. That's not unlike what just happened to him.
There's no cure.
We did. We also got a lot of feedback early on about Emily's geography skills after last week's episode.
That was a rough few minutes of podcast.
Yeah, you're telling me.
In the annals of radio history, that's going to go on the bottom of the last page of stuff that's ever happened.
It's a different.
It was funny, though. Oh, my gosh. It was funny.
I was trying to explain to my son tonight because he listens to the podcast. I'm like, why I'm such an idiot about
Will of the 2 Minute Will fame.
Yeah. If you're OG, you know, Will. And I'm like, dude, it's not something I need to know. It's drawn on a map. If I care about things, geography, I'll go find it on a map. The problem being I was
but
looking at a map.
Is you can't find it on the map.
I said, Will. I told him, I said, Will, she can discuss data flows and with great intellect and sit in boardrooms and conference rooms and meetings. And she just can't find, she can't distinguish Alaska from Hawaii. And that's okay.
I'm not flying the plane to get us there. So
yes,
I just go there.
We'll keep you around. I think.
I just show up. Oh man. What the heck are we? Okay. We know what we're talking about today, but I don't understand it.
Here's what happened.
It's basically geography.
Yeah. It might as well be, right? Here's what happened. Okay. Nate and I had talked recently about redoing the duck species draft and bringing in a third person, like a ringer, because, not a ring neck, but a ringer.
Because that's not me.
No, you. Yeah. You know, like three species of ducks.
And I've killed them all.
Yes, you have, babe. But I thought maybe we could do this in a different way and slide it past our listeners. And they wouldn't even realize we just basically did the same show that we did a year ago.
But you just told them.
If we reframe it. Yeah. Nah, these are listeners, man. They'll stick with us on this.
Yeah, so, but you framed it in a very interesting way.
So here's what we did. We took the top 10 football teams, plus a few long-term names in the college football arena that we felt like folks would be interested in.
Right, the AP top 10.
The AP top 10. And we assigned each of them a duck species that we felt was most emblematic of their team and or outlook for this coming season.
If you're thinking to yourself, this is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, well, you're right, because it is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, so they send me the outline for today, and the title is Ducks as College Football Teams.
Yeah, actually, the outline title is the Flop 10.
Right. So, okay. So...
Oh, my God.
Because ducks flop when you shoot them.
Oh, really? That's why?
Yeah.
In the top 10. In the top 10?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know that?
No. I don't know what the AP is or whatever it was you just said a minute ago.
Associated Press.
Oh.
It's who ranks college football teams.
I know what that is. Really? The press ranks college football teams?
Yes.
Are they at all qualified to rank college football?
No. Well, there's not really, but there's sports writers and stuff that rank them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess.
That's way more than we can get into at this moment.
Okay.
Sorry. That's a different show altogether.
We are the real AP asking the probing questions.
That's exactly right. So Emily's going to take us through the top 10, give us the team, and then we're going to discuss why we've assigned it. And Nate and I'll just kind of alternate back and forth, but probably offer some commentary to each other.
All right. So the first one on the list is the houndstooth clad Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Nate, you want this one?
Sure. Yeah. We chose the mallard duck for this team.
Why?
It's like reliable. It's the OG. You know they're going to be there every year if you live in areas where they migrate, which we don't. But
everywhere else in the United States, that's the duck you kill, right?
Right.
Except Florida. Like in Florida, we kill.
Except for Florida.
Primarily divers or teal, but everywhere else, that's the duck you think of when you think of college football. What team do you think of?
Alabama.
Were you an Alabama fan for a minute? Don't you have some affinity for them?
Well, I have family in Alabama, and a lot of them went to the University of Alabama. So, I mean, I wasn't that hot on Alabama at the time.
You were more of an Auburn guy.
Well, no, not really either.
No?
I had some friends that went to Auburn, and I went to Auburn and visited them, but I wouldn't have called myself like a fan.
Okay. You weren't screaming War Eagle when people were saying Roll Tide.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, we had to put this here because it's undisputable. It's indisputable? Undisputable. What's the word?
You can't argue.
I think it's indisputable. Yeah, you can't argue. It's inarguable.
You know,
that from a national perspective, the mallard is the top spot, much like Alabama is the top spot. You feel comfortable with that?
Let me try to offer some commentary.
Please offer some commentary. I cannot wait for this.
What this makes me think. Listen, Nate. This is what makes me think of. Alabama fans are really well known for their crazy tailgating, which is like snacks. It's like boat snacks for people who want to hunt mallards. Should we just move on to the second one?
Yeah, I don't think.
What just happened?
But here's how it is. Like, you tailgate before a game.
I think they all tailgate.
You tailgate before a duck hunt because you just do it in the blind.
That's not tailgating.
They all wear crazy houndstooth and they blend in, but you wear crazy camo and you blend in. The similarities are endless.
No, I think they just ended. I think there's two and you just listed them.
Okay. Okay, the second one, are we done with Alabama?
Yes.
Can we please move
mercifully
on? The second one is Clemson.
For Clemson, we went with...
What state are they in?
Clemson's in South Carolina.
Oh, thank you.
Did you like this pick, Nate? We went with the canvas back.
Yeah, I think it's good. They look pretty. The king of the ducks, right? It's
right. Everybody calls it the back. King.
It depends on who you ask, right?
Well, and they're... You know that you think, oh, the canvasback's the king of the ducks, but you can kill one. People aren't
right.
At the end of the day, they're not going to knock the mallard out of the top spot. The same way I kind of feel about Clemson. Like, I haven't read a scouting report on either one of these teams, but I'm telling you right now, after watching the national championship game, both of Alabama's quarterbacks are better than anybody on Clemson, and they would roll up the field with them.
That's probably
Jalen Hurts, I can't say his name,
Tula. Just say Tula.
Yeah, whatever his name is. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm totally down. I'm totally down with Clemson being the canvas back. Super good duck, super respected duck, but probably not going to be the best duck of the year.
No, not going to be the top spot.
Do you have any commentary on Clemson's tailgating or Howard's Rock or running down the hill?
If you're saying the canvas back is the king, could you argue that Garth Brooks is the country singer of Clemson, of college football teams? That's what we need to do in our next one is country singers as college football teams.
Right, but see, that's not about the outdoors. See, the show.
Country singers is college football teams.
Yes.
The show is about the outdoors. We're delving a little bit into college football because it's college football season and it gave us an excuse to redo an episode.
It's topical.
Yeah. But we can't do country singers as college football teams because that has nothing to do with anything, really.
Okay. Number three.
Also, Garth Brooks would be Texas Christian or somebody. The Horned Frogs.
How dare you? Georgia. Number three, Georgia.
Nate, do you
go dogs?
Do you want to do Georgia? Because I know you have an affinity for them, or do you want me to say this so you can sleep at night?
No, it's okay. No, I am a Georgia fan by association mostly, but I do enjoy the Georgia Bulldogs. But we got them down as the Black Duck.
Yes.
So you know, almost a mallard, right? But you get up to it and you're like, oh, Black Duck, and then it's a hen mallard.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's a do you even model bro type situation.
Yeah.
But it's still a trophy, but it's not quite the mallard.
Absolutely. Right. And just like the football team, they like to break your heart in big games. So you walk up to what you think is a black duck, and it breaks your heart when you find out it's a hen mallard.
But even if you find out it's a black duck, I mean, I'd be stoked if I killed a black duck, right?
Sure.
That's a trophy. I'm going to put him on the wall. At the same time, still, when you look at him compared to a mallard, that's...
Yeah, it's not the prettiest thing out there.
Yeah. And I love a good model, too. But anyway, models, I think, come up a little bit later.
I feel like the black duck is like the Kenny Chesney. Are
you running your own show?
Is the Kenny Chesney of ducks of Georgia. Because you think that maybe he's a king. Or the OG, and you just can't really tell until you shoot it. And then he's a hen.
Emily just went to the zoo. She's doubled over in laughter, y'all. I don't even understand what just happened.
And then he's a hen.
But you know this isn't like a all dogs are boys, all cats are girls, right? Like, there are Drake black ducks. That's how the species exists.
Drake? Drake's not a country music singer. He's not on this draft. Oh God.
Please give us the next one.
Kiki. Oh my God. Oh. Okay, the next one. I'm crying. Number four, Wisconsin. What? Who the F is Wisconsin?
The Wisconsin Badgers.
They don't have a college football team.
Yeah, they're very good.
They just have cheese. Do.
Here's the thing. I wrote this down. Wisconsin is good. They're always good, but they're also kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's
that power football running up the middle 1,000 times, get 3 yards a play, and just wear the other team out.
Because they play really bad teams all year for the most part.
Yeah, like
they never play anybody good. If Ohio State happens to be good that year, they get them at home. Like, it just never – anyway, I can't tell you anything about Wisconsin's team. Wisconsin's team this year.
Wisconsin.
But some running back that you've never heard of is going to run for 1,800 yards, and he's going to average, like, 3.5 yards a carry, just like you just said.
And by the way, We picked the ringneck duck for these. We didn't. I don't think we set the duck.
Oh, sorry. Yes. We've totally abandoned that.
We picked
that.
A ringneck duck for them. But they're good, but they're a little boring.
But I do have a defense on that, too. What is Wisconsin best known for in college football? When you think of Wisconsin in college football, do you watch enough Big Ten games to know this?
I mean, they have a big oval line.
Think more about the stadium and the atmosphere.
Oh, it's the
jump around. They do that. Like going into the fourth quarter or whatever, and you get all excited and everything. And we were talking about pump up songs, and you always get pumped up. Like divers are awesome, dude. When they come into the decoys,
especially when there's like 50 of them.
And so you don't care that you've killed a million ringnecks in your life. You still get that same like, oh,
it's your pump.
So you don't care that Wisconsin's beaten Nova Scotia State or something 73-0 going into the fourth quarter. You're just going to jump around with them and get all pumped up. Right. Right.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly right.
Do you want to hear my singer for that one?
Please tell me it's Chris Cross.
Okay. Next one is, I do have a singer for that one though. I had Dierks Bentley because he's good.
She's literally doing a different show.
She's doing her own draft in the corner over there.
He's good, but he's also boring.
Okay. That's fair.
But he's cute. All right. Number 5, Ohio State.
Nate, do you want this one?
Yeah. Oh, there's a few things we could say about them, but we're not. We got them down as the Hooded Merganser. So all flat. They're pretty. Everybody wants one on their wall, but nobody really likes to eat them. There's no real substance there.
Yeah. They want one, and that's it.
Right.
Also, does Ohio State always have the worst coaching staff in America?
Always, 100% of the time.
Like, Urban Meyer is pretty much a terrible person. Can we agree on that?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Can we?
Because everywhere he goes, trouble, like, he just leaves. He leaves programs in shambles everywhere he goes. Yeah.
Okay, but who was the coach before Urban Meyer? Jim Tressel?
Oh, yeah, he didn't.
Who
really
got fired
anything, did he?
Because of some kind of the golden pants giveaway or some crap? Tattoos and stuff. And then if you go back in Ohio State history, you got the Woody Hayes controversy.
He punched a player.
Yeah.
He freaking punched a player in the face.
So basically whoever Ohio State has as a coach is a terrible person.
Yep.
And for that, they are condemned to the Merganser. We almost gave them the common Merganser, but we chose
they're flashy. They're fun to watch.
Yeah. They're fun to watch when they're playing other Big Ten crappy teams.
Right.
I'm going to let y'all finish, but you know who this reminds me of?
Who's that?
Kanye.
Hey-o.
Just trouble following him everywhere. All flash, no substance.
Yeah.
Kanye-zy.
Yeezy.
That's actually a pretty good pick.
That is a pretty good pick.
Thank you. I'm winning my own draft. All right. Next up, we have number 6, which is Washington.
The Washington Huskies.
The Huskies. Like the dogs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, like the other Huskies. Husky people.
Yeah, what are the other Huskies? The kids that are a little chunky that shop at Sears?
They sell them at Walmart.
Oh, my God.
At Sears. Big and short. All right.
I've worn my fair share of Husky overalls in my day.
Aww.
Same.
Yeah, I ain't hating. I think Banded Waiters calls them Stout and King.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
Instead of Husky. Anyway. Whose turn is it? My turn, Nate?
Your turn.
I went with the legend for Washington because I could think of – I know zero about Washington. They have purple uniforms and gold.
Helmets. Yeah, that's about all I know about them too. But there's a bunch of widgets in Washington State, right?
That was the reason we picked the widget there. I felt like we had to mention them, and that seemed as good a place as any to throw them in. So there's not really any connection.
No, yeah. No explanation, really.
Widgeon are good. They're a good duck, though. Like, they're a reliable duck in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
And Washington State has Chris Peterson, the guy that used to be at Boise State that took them undefeated like every year for like 27 years.
Yeah. He's a great coach.
So, yeah, maybe Widgeon's an appropriate fit there.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're looking as though you want to say something.
Well, I was just, speaking of purple and gold.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on, before you comment at all. You know this is Washington State, not Washington, D.C., right?
So the top left corner.
Yes. Good. Okay. Great.
That's close to Alaska.
Not even a
What's
little bit.
What's the capital? What's the capital of Washington?
I don't know. Is it Seattle?
Olympia.
Olympia.
Oh, hell. Who thinks that? It should be Seattle. That's the only city anyone knows there. It's got the Space Needle and all the marijuana.
Nope.
Speaking of marijuana, you know who the Wigeon people remind me of is Snoop Dogg.
So you've left country music altogether.
Reliable, purple and gold, kill people.
What are you even talking about? Did you just confuse Snoop Dogg with Tupac?
Tupac's alive. He's still alive.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Number 7, Oklahoma.
Do you know the mascot of Oklahoma?
The Honey Badgers.
Yes. Yes, because Wisconsin's the Badgers and they needed to distinguish themselves. So it's the Oklahoma Honey Badgers, so we don't get confused.
They're sweet.
It's the Oklahoma Sooners.
What the hell is that? Sorry, what is wrong with my mouth? The heck is that?
The Sooners are, when they had the big land rush in Oklahoma, people would cross earlier so they could claim their land.
Mm-hmm.
This is like in the 1900s. This is in the last 100 years.
This is like, I thought this was like mid-1800s.
No, I'm pretty sure this is the last 100 years. Because now this is a history lesson, but Oklahoma was the, like, one of the, it's like state number 45 or 6. Like, it's pretty late in the flag situation.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
It's like on the bottom line of the flag.
Late in the flag. Got it.
Anyway, for Oklahoma, Nate, take it away.
Yeah. So we put them down. We got them as a pintail. They put up good numbers, but they're a little too flashy.
Yeah, and you can't always count on them on game day.
Right.
But here's the thing about Oklahoma. Oklahoma will beat a lot of teams 78-3. A lot of them.
Uh-huh.
Which is very Pintail-esque, right?
Right.
But then when you really need them and they go to play Texas, they'll lose like 16-13. So like yeah. Texas's fourth string backup quarterback.
Right.
Dad was a third baseman for the Rangers or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so you just can't. I love a good Pintail. I love to watch Oklahoma play, especially when they have that 12 o'clock noon game.
Oh, yeah. They're a blast.
Yeah. Was it the Red River Rivalry when they play at the Texas State
Fair?
That's
Texas.
And half the stadium is orange and half the stadium's red. That's always big time.
It's a fun deal, but you can't count on them.
No. And you can't trust any duck that whistles instead of quacks.
True. Mm.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of Flavor Flav.
Does it?
Yeah.
Flavor Flav. Man, we are getting into the weeds over here.
Flavor Flav. Put up good numbers, but a little too flashy. Whistles right. instead. Of, okay. Okay, number 8 is Miami.
These are my beloved Miami Hurricanes.
I feel, I sense, in this pick, I sense a little bit of favoritism. But
do you? Know,
whatever. A little bit, yeah.
Do you want to do the pick so it's more objective?
Okay, yeah. We got them down as a wood duck.
Of course we do.
Probably both of our favorite ducks.
Right? I love the wood duck.
Right. They're loud. They're boisterous. And they're somewhat competitive.
Oh, they're competitive. Like,
now, come on now.
The wood duck is everywhere the mallard is, plus some. Like, you can go to Arkansas and shoot wood ducks in the flooded timber. You can go to Pennsylvania.
Miami has Mark Richt as their head coach.
Who's awesome.
I mean, he's a good coach.
No, he's awesome.
But he's never, like, gotten over the hump.
He's always had bad luck. This is going to be a Joe Maddon leaving the Rays and then winning a World Series with the Cubs type situation. Richt was at Georgia for so long, and they sucked, and then he made them good, and now he's at Miami, and they're going to win a national championship before Georgia does.
Really? You think so?
Write that down. Write that down.
All right.
Here's the other thing I like about Wood Ducks. They're super flashy with their, like, Miami always has funky, cool uniforms, right?
That's true. They have funky feathers and...
And in all fairness, had Oregon been a top 10 team, I think I would have made Oregon the Wood Ducks.
That's fair.
Because of their uniforms always being funky and cool.
Their mascot is also the Ducks.
Yeah, which is super generic, and it's more like a Daffy Duck situation.
Yeah, yeah. It's like he's like white with like a yellow bill, like farm-raised
anyway,
duck.
Here's what I know about Wood Ducks is Wood Ducks are super quick. Like when you think about a running back hitting the hole and stuff, like I don't know that they're the fastest duck in like straight line speed. I don't have a stopwatch on them. I haven't gone to the combine. But when they're in a myrtle patch or some flooded timber and they're coming by you, it seems like they're going about 150 miles an hour.
That's true. And they can cut and turn on a dime.
Yeah, they're just... It's like that scene from Star Wars with the Return of the Jedi one when those land speeders are going through the Green Moon of Endor.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And they're like hitting trees.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Would you like to move on to the next pick?
You're not going to pick Two Live Crew?
Actually, I have, since you asked, I have Will Smith. Dispute it. You can't dispute it.
I can't because Two Live Crew was one of the boosters for Miami.
He's boisterous. He's competitive. He's quick. And he wrote a rap song about Miami. So come at me, bruh.
All right. I'll live with it.
Number nine, we have the team of Auburn.
Do you know Auburn's mascot?
It's a tiger.
Good job.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. What is their chant?
War damn eagle.
She got it.
There you go. Look at this.
Can you sing the song?
War damn eagle. War damn eagle.
Nope.
My name is Emily. Yeah, my name is Emily. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. That's copyrighted. Auburn, don't even come try to steal that.
Okay. Nate, do you want to talk about this duck? Or did you do wood
sure.
duck? Or do I...
I did wood duck.
Okay, I'll do.
So you talk about this.
We gave Auburn the gadwall. They're really good. There's a lot of them. They're pretty widely distributed, but no one really cares.
Yeah, that has been true for the last couple of years.
Even
Auburn's been competitive. They've been up there, but no one's really given them the time of day.
Even when you think Auburn's good, you don't really think they're good.
Right.
Like when they beat Alabama, they beat them on like that crazy kickoff. Off a field goal that got missed.
Kick six.
Yeah. Like that doesn't happen in real life. That doesn't make you good. That makes you lucky. They beat them with like a defensive back True. Playing quarterback or something. I forget. Like, you know, Auburn's undefeated, and every week you think they're going to lose to somebody. Ole Miss, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. Like, every week you're pretty convinced. And then somehow they don't until they lose to Alabama.
Somehow they win. Yeah. They're one of the luckier teams.
Yeah. So they're the gadwall, though. The gray duck.
I like that.
Gadwall's nickname is a gray duck. They don't even have a cool nickname. So I feel like that's right in Auburn's wheelhouse.
Agreed.
Because they have a tiger and then their chant is war eagle.
Nope, that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Exactly.
What? Are you listening?
Yes. Speaking of gadwalls, you know what's... You know what's really good?
Are you writing for a comedy show?
I know. I got a brick wall behind me tonight. You know what's really good and widely distributed, but no one cares?
What?
Hillsong United.
Is that sacrilegious? Like, can you bash Hillsong United? Isn't it like slamming on Jesus?
I'm sorry,
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
No, you can bash them.
But that is the most accurate observation I've made tonight.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. Okay.
That's pretty good.
And
yep.
I guarantee you a bunch of those Auburn players listen to that.
You think?
Oh, for sure.
Before they...
Yeah.
Last one in the top 10, mercifully.
Penn State.
Nate, you want this one?
Yeah, so we got them down as Bluebills. So no matter how high they rank, you know they're never going to win the whole thing. They're like diet ringnecks. That's so funny. Holy crap.
Plus, their colors kind of line up like ringneck, like Bluebills.
Bluebills, yeah. They're blue.
They're blue and white. And like some black trim.
Gray.
Yeah. Yeah. You know there's no shot. Like right now, you look at this and you know there's no shot Penn State's going to be our national champion, right?
0% chance.
First off, they're not even going to win the Big Ten.
No, they'll lose to somebody like Iowa or Wisconsin.
Ohio State.
Yeah. And they'll be out of the running.
So anyway, they're great. I like them. La, la, la. Don't really care.
Diet ring next.
Diet ring next. All right, we got... Sorry, I didn't mean to skip ahead, Emily.
No, it's fine.
She just flagged me down.
No, I was just... I was thinking in my head, and I did a hand gesture.
Sure.
Speaking of diet ringnecks, and this guy, no matter how high he ranks, you know he's never going to win the whole thing? Justin Bieber.
What? No.
Yep.
What?
Signed, sealed, delivered. That guy.
No. No one listen. Venn diagrams. Think Venn diagrams. No one listening to this knows who that is.
Dude, Hunter Jackson has the Justin Bieber CD in his truck.
He does not.
Yes, he does. Oh. Wore it slap
I
out.
I bet you money he does.
Done with that, dude. So we're going to hit real quick. We've got five more teams. Yeah. Five more teams that we felt like our audience would need us to address. because this is important work we're doing here, don't you think?
Yes.
Am I?
Well said.
Yeah, this is the Lord's work we're doing here.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the final five. We're going to hit. These are going to be quick hits.
Yeah, they're pretty quick.
Okay, Tennessee.
These are not ranked teams.
Can y'all say the mascot for me? Because I don't know what they are.
Of Tennessee?
Yeah. Titans.
Nope.
Shoot.
That's the NFL team. Do you want to guess again? Because this might be a fun game.
A game is the
Volunteers?
Foot.
It is the Tennessee Volunteers.
Wow.
What is their mascot, though?
It's a worker in a uniform with a ladle.
Nope.
As though they were working at a soup kitchen volunteering.
And it's too soon for that joke. The mascot is actually a hound dog.
Okay.
A blue tick hound.
A blue tick hound.
To be more specific.
Okay.
So they also have a guy that looks like Davy Crockett running around.
A volunteer.
I feel like mascots in college football are a little out of
control.
It's
real arbitrary, right?
Yeah,
like
it really
doesn't
is.
Have anything to do with anything.
Yeah. For sure it doesn't. So what do we got for Tennessee, Nate?
So we got them down as the common merganser. An easy kill for its foes. Dumb as a box of rocks. As a kid, you're always excited to get to shoot something, so you jump at the chance, but now you kind of feel sorry for them, and then you feed them to the dogs.
Jeez.
Yeah. And that...
It's a little rough.
Hey, I think it's rough too, but I feel like that's pretty apt. Like, I can't argue with that. Right. I would love for Tennessee to whoop up on Florida or Alabama or somebody, but it just ain't going to happen.
Nope.
Ever. Again.
Notre Dame.
So this one we did the Model Duck, which we love.
What's their mascot?
The Fighting Irish.
Okay, well, geez. I didn't know if that was the big NFL one or not. It's a college, right? It's not a state. Never mind.
Notre Dame is not a state. That's correct.
Do you know where they're located?
Do you know where Notre Dame is?
It's the place with the hunchback in the tower.
Nope.
No.
It's in the northeast?
Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana.
So we went with the Model Duck. We love the Model Duck. It's one of our favorite ducks here in Florida.
It.
But they're not what they once were due to hybridization. Similar to Notre Dame, they messed up on the whole conference thing and they didn't get in there. And they're just not the same as what they were. They're great when you find them, but when you... do find them, they're not that hard to kill, similar to a mallard. And once again, you're going to think you shot a mallard or a black duck hen, and then you're going to get up there and discover it's a mottled.
Do you even model, bro?
But this ain't Bama or Georgia.
Nope.
Is what we say in our note.
FSU.
Florida State. Nate?
So we got them down. Yeah, we got them down as the blue-winged teal. They're fine. They're great. But they're also a little unreliable.
Yeah, they might even be exciting depending on who you got at quarterback, Francois or Blackman or... They're near and dear to our heart.
Right.
But they ain't going to beat Bama or whole bunch of other teams. And also their coaches.
There's a lot.
They just got I don't even know who their coach is now. They got USF.
Willie Taggart.
Yeah.
Florida.
Gators. You want this one? This is the,
I'll take this
This
one.
Is the hate mail one, right?
I despise the Florida Gators. Like when I drive through Gainesville on 75, I start quoting Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So we got them down as the black-bellied whistling duck. Because, number one, it's Florida.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah, we have a lot of those down here. Number two, shooting black bellies is a lot like a gator game. When they're right, it's a blast. 52-7. But then, black bellies are knuckleheads, and you can miss them and call them back to shoot, which Florida eventually does every season.
and then
they vanish after you shoot them once, which the Gators do as well.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's a super perfect pick.
I like it.
And they look good. Like black bellies are a handsome duck. The Gators always look
they're
like
pretty.
A good football team. And then they play a lot of sloppy 16-13 games against South Carolinas and Troy States and whoever, Montana Westerns and people like that. And then you're like, wait, we should be rolling these teams up 69-4, and it's not happening.
Yeah, it's like 20-17 going into the last 2 minutes
Can
of the fourth quarter.
Can you score four in a football game? You'd have to get two safeties to do that. I don't think 69-4 is a – I wouldn't bet that line.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't put that one down.
Okay, last one, LSU.
The Bayou Bengals, the Tigers. They're Tigers also.
They're Tigers,
a lot of
yeah.
uncreativity in college football
mascots. Because if you try to do something that's like – relevant to your area or the culture or history of your area, you're racist and you don't have a lot of choices these days.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. So LSU, we went with the early season teal. They're not pretty. They're not exciting. You go because you've been dying to go hunting, but then you almost die of a heat stroke, which is exactly like
exactly early season teal.
It's exactly how an LSU game and or team feels. Like,
yeah,
I remember watching LSU win a game back when they were good against Auburn 6-3 or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's like the year they won, or I think maybe it's Alabama's first national championship.
Yes,
LSU beat Alabama like 9-3.
Yes.
And then they played again in the national championship, and Alabama, like, whooped them.
They set offensive football back, like, 75 years.
Yeah, kind of like Wisconsin does.
So I feel like that was a thorough – I feel like this is going to go down – like, I'm surprised this won't be on ESPN. Like, a crossover ESPN Outdoors with college football segment, game day.
There is no such thing as ESPN Outdoors
I would like
anymore.
For Chrissy Teigen to host that segment.
I would like that as well. First time we've done keep and release in it feels like ages.
Long time.
Yeah. So we do releases first. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
So my release this week is the governor of New Jersey.
Okay.
The reason being
the
is
bear
he
hunt.
Outlawed bear hunting on state land in New Jersey. So my problem with this is this decision is purely like pandering to the anti-hunting community.
Absolutely.
This is nothing to do with science. This is all emotion. This is stupid. It's a stupid move because it handcuffs your state biologists into how to properly manage the black bear population in New Jersey, which has steadily grown since the year 2000.
Yeah, well said. I'm with you 100% on that.
So are they going to do, have they proposed like some alternative? Like they'll do.
No, what's going like, to happen is.
They'll
yeah,
do
so drop, what's
they'll lottery hunts or whatever.
Nope. What's going to happen is the bears are going to start to have more human bear interactions. So getting into people's trash cans, coming onto people's front porches, and the state's going to have to pay people to go in and take that bear away and or euthanize it.
Right.
So basically, instead of selling bear licenses and bear tags to the hunters of New Jersey and making money for the state, they're going to spend more money in order to keep the bear population in check because there's going to be black bears everywhere.
Right. And that's not even taking into account the PNR funds, like the Pittman Robertson that would be spent
right.
on, which
right.
we're going to do a future episode on that, how the outdoors gets financed.
I like that.
Did you see, this is not directly correlated to this, but did you see the drawing for the Tennessee elk
yes.
raffle that we did that as a keep back in like April or something?
And right.
For,
yeah.
To recap, for $10, you could buy a ticket to their raffle to win this elk hunt and a rifle and maybe some other crap to go with it. And you got to pick your elk hunt zone. And it was a really cool deal. I bought a $10 ticket and I didn't know.
I bought one,
but it was a great opportunity. State of Tennessee sold $224,000 worth of tickets. That money is going to elk conservation in that state.
That's awesome.
For one hunt.
Wow.
For one animal.
Yes.
One animal.
That's what that one single animal just generated for that state. So say what you want about somebody shooting a big, beautiful elk or whatever else, or maybe Tennessee. No, hunters and are conservationists and they pay for the resource. And the guy in New Jersey is a buffoon. He doesn't
yep.
understand how this works.
I could go on for literally hours about this subject, but we don't have that time. So another episode for another time.
Yeah, because we had to devote some important time to correlating college football teams to duck species.
Right. Doing the Lord's work.
To and or rappers / Kenny Chesney.
Yes.
What's your release?
Speaking of non sequiturs, my release is this.
I'm not even ready. Nate, did she send you the link to this?
Oh, hey, hang on.
No, what?
All right, I just sent it to your email. I'm going to talk about it a little bit while you're getting it. So there is a thing out in the world now. It is a man bra. So this company is making lacy bras and matching knickers, as in like the British word for underwear, knickers, for any male who wants to wear something a little more sexy. This is my release item. Because, wow. Are you looking at it?
I'm not looking at it.
I don't want to be looking at it. What are you talking?
It is so weird. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Yeah, I'm not addressing this. Like, you said this to me earlier, and I'm like, I don't even want to talk about this. It's weird.
You said, is this real?
Yeah, I thought it was like an Onion article.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's for men and women, actually, because so many women love their products so much. Nate's declining to speak.
Yeah, I don't blame you, bud.
I just don't have any words. I mean, I've got some words, but they're not appropriate for this here podcast.
Let me pivot this back to the outdoors, please. Since Emily took us to a very dark
Well, maybe they'll place. Have camo bras for men.
I ain't wearing a bra.
Me neither, if I can help it.
Hey-o. So my release is a show on the Outdoor Channel called For Love or Likes. It is a show where a single hunter is being matched up with huntresses who are Insta-famous, and they're trying to get credibility so that they can prove they're the real deal. Emily, go ahead.
It's like Huntception. It's like a niche within a niche within a niche of a TV show.
It's like,
that's crazy.
The hunting bachelor.
Yeah, except for the women are famous. Insta famous. And pretty.
Well, okay, they're gorgeous. And the dude, first of all, Matt
Buspice.
I think you say Buspice. I don't know. His dad has already been disgraced because he has illegally harvested animals on film before.
Really?
So they don't even have a show on the Outdoor Channel anymore. And they're the owners of this huge company that, and like every time they come on the TV, I turn it because I can't stand them.
Well, I can't believe, like, I obviously we have an outdoor show, right? As loosely as you can call it an outdoor show, but come on, guys. Like, this is absurd. This is like just fully leaning into the ridiculous nature of a girl shooting a bow in a bikini. You know what I mean? Like, the
absolutely. I totally agree. Not a fan of this at all. I'm not a fan of a lot of outdoor TV, but this just, I don't, what the hell is going on?
Dude, I would be all into a show about females in the industry showing off their chops.
Right.
Like, why does it have to be about a dude?
Well, even the shows, and I don't want to paint too broadly with a brush, because there are some really accomplished female hunters and outdoors women out there. But a lot of those shows are based around the lead's looks, whereas the same is not true on the men's side.
Isn't that interesting that Phil Robertson can get a TV show, but
exactly
for a woman to have the equivalent, they got to be...
They got to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And that's not too dismiss, because there's some beautiful girls out there that are great hunters and fishermen.
Right.
Yeah. It's a weird dynamic.
Yeah. You can tell that this is a man driven industry.
But
when
this,
they start coming out with crap like this.
This show is so bizarre.
But hang on. Let's explore that
a
little bit.
No, I agree with Emily here.
Because men don't want to watch The Bachelorette.
This is true.
So maybe it's a show for women on the Outdoors Channel.
Well, men like pretty girls.
Listen, what's the Venn diagram, though, of women who want to watch The Bachelor, but also women who would watch the Outdoors Channel, which is featuring women who are into the sports?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think if you could crack that code, you could be a very rich person. On to the good news. Keeps. Nate, you want to go first?
Yeah. So my keep this week is the month of September.
Woohoo!
Because this is one of the greatest months of the year because, first of all, football's back, as we've talked about a lot today.
Football started this past weekend.
Right. Football's back, and it's the month of hunting seasons.
Exactly.
So archery season here in Georgia starts this coming weekend, and then archery season in Florida starts the next weekend, I think.
Well, the South region's already
open. Yeah, South region's already gone, but like the Central region, most of the state's going to be like the next weekend. And then early teal is at the end of the month.
Dove season opens.
Yes. All of the above. It's a great month to be alive. There's a lot of exciting things going on right now.
Not coot. Moorhen season opens, I think, the first.
Digging deep there.
Yeah. Hey, dude, if you get to shoot it and you get to be in a boat and you get to...
Go for it.
Yeah. I ain't hating. I'm congratulating.
This is the month of women all start bracing ourselves like for the 3 a.m. alarms that we know are coming.
Yes. Yes, that's true. And we're getting cooler weather, which is going to inevitably, we talked about on the Red Tide episode, it's inevitably going to clear out some of the, you know, we're going into that seasonal weather pattern. So it's going to help with some of the water issues. And barring a hurricane, the discharges should hopefully slow, although they just increased. But if it'll ever stop raining, they'll slow. What about you? What's your keep?
So my keep this week, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I'm a Beachbody coach. And if you don't know what Beachbody is, they have like P90X and 21 Day Fix and all these workout programs you can do from home. So I am in the coaches only group for the newest program that's launching. And I'm in week 7 of 8. And it is a fantastic program. I'm keeping it. I like it a lot. It's only 4 workouts a week, but it's maintained or built on the results that I had from working out 6 days a week. So it's less workouts. They're shorter workouts. Yeah,
this is the first one that's intrigued me.
Yeah, and the meal plan is a lot more relaxed. Like, the whole theme of the program is relax. That's what the trainer tells you all the time. He's like, it does not have to be so hard or disciplined. There's a cheat day every week.
You've cheated.
A lot.
A lot on this program. I mean, this is what made it attractional. Not to steal your thing, but this is what made it attractional to me is you've been able to cheat, not constantly all day, every day, but if you wanted something, you ate it.
Yeah, like if we go out to dinner, I'll have a drink. Or if the other day there was chocolate cake at work, I had a piece of chocolate cake. Like,
but the other thing that's interesting to me about it is super weight driven, and it's not as time. Like, when I look at 21 Day Fix and some of those other programs you've done, I'm like, they're daunting because they're so long and they're every day. And this, I mean, even if you missed a day in this, you can make it up the next day because you've only got 4 workouts a week.
Well, and what's really weird about this one is it seems very driven towards men because you have a full day for back and biceps. You have a full day for chest and triceps. And then you have 1 leg day. So it seems like a guy's program, but I'm a girl and I've been doing it and the results have been crazy awesome. Yeah. So I'm really happy with it.
I'm happy with it.
Anyway, I'm just excited to have a new program to promote because this is a good one.
Yeah, very good one. So my keep is next week we have a meeting on spraying the Kissimmee Chain of Lakes. It's in Osceola at the courthouse, or not the courthouse, but the administration building downtown. We created an event on Facebook for this. I think at last look, we had about 50 people interested. If you're listening to this and you hunt the Kissimmee Chain of Lakes, or you know someone that hunts the Kissimmee Chain of Lakes, you need to be there. FWC.
Those lakes, include Lake Kissimmee, Lake Toho, Hatchin Hall.
Okeechobee's in it. Was it Jackson and Cypress? Those are the two little ones.
So any lake in East Central Florida.
Yeah, exactly. And everybody every year complains, oh, they spray the heck out of them. That's why there's no ducks there. And FWC has said all along, when we have a meeting, we have 25 fishermen show up and 2 duck hunters. So they're having this meeting. They've told folks about it. You know, we've had a couple weeks notice. So the only thing I'd like to see different is a few more people that have clicked interested to click going for sure. And, you know, I'd love to see 20, 25 people show up in that room from a waterfowling perspective, because I think that changes the game for FWC. I think FWC would be okay cutting back on spraying, but right now they have no impetus to do that.
Right. Their data set is saying spray.
Yep.
They don't have a data set saying don't spray.
And they have no stakeholders saying don't spray. They have 2 guys right. showing up at a meeting versus 25 bass anglers that all want it all sprayed.
Right.
So we need bodies.
We need bodies there. I think I'm going to encourage folks to wear camouflage, either a camo hat or a camo shirt or something, to kind of set yourself apart as being a waterfowler. But, and I know it's a commitment. Like, it's a commitment for us. It's a drive over there. It's going to take me an hour to get there on a Wednesday afternoon. But it's important. More food there equals more ducks there, and more ducks there equals more ducks in the surrounding lakes as well. So even if you don't hunt the chain, if you hunt the Central Florida flyaway, even some of the little lakes and ponds in the area, it's gonna hold more ducks in the vicinity. It's a win-win all the way around. So let's be respectful. Like, let's not storm the gates, but let's show up in numbers so we can make sure that we're heard.
What's the date?
Well
on
said.
That?
The date is.
Is it September 12th?
September 12th. You got it right there in front of you. All the details are in it.
6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Osceola County Courthouse, 1 Courthouse Square.
Yeah. And one of the things they want to do is spray what's called the littoral zone, which is essentially, by definition, the littoral zone is where the sunlight hits the bottom. You could have that actually in saltwater as well, but that's where you're going to have your vegetation growth in freshwater. And so they want to, the bass anglers really want that all sprayed.
And guess what? That's where the ducks are going to sit and feed.
Particularly the puddlers and stuff, man.
Yes. They like that shallower water.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just, this is your chance. I'm pushing this pretty hard. And if folks don't, I'm going to be there. But if folks don't show up on this, I'm going to shut up about it, because this is a big deal and it's a good opportunity. So let's make sure we're there.
I'll be there with you.
Woo-hoo. If Nate was in town, Nate would be there.
If I was in town, I would go. Absolutely.
If any of y'all got those man bras, make sure you wear the camo one.
No one is getting those things. I might just, you know what I might do is I might take that blooper music and just put it over your entire release.
The kids need to know. They got to stay woke.
Stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast, where we are for sure the wood ducks of the podcast world. For more info on anything mentioned in today's show, like the new Beachbody program I'm digging or the Kissimmee Chain Invasive Plant Management Meeting, head over to our website, castandblastfl.com, and click on Listen. You'll see episode 51 pop up with all of the links for today's content. Later!